To all my listeners out there this morning, I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And as we continue to explore the Word of God, today we look at the Word of God as a source of truth. Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth, according to St. John 17 and verse 17. So the truth in this text is the Greek word aletheia, which means reality, the manifested, unconcealed essence of a matter. Truth is the reality lying at the foundation of a righteous example, end quote. And Jesus has given us the words which he has received from the Father. We have received and accepted those words and so have been given power to become children of God this morning. And as we who have received him, we know the truth that Jesus, the Word made flesh, came from God and have believed in this one whom God has sent to us. Jesus declares that he is the truth. In a spiritual and moral sense, he is the embodiment of God's truth. He is the source of divine revelation and to mankind and the sustainer of all existence this morning. So Jesus Christ is the truth who opens up our understanding of God and gives us knowledge of God, a truth that confounds the wisdom of man and a truth that silences all the presupposition of prideful humanity. Jesus not only teaches the truth, but he is incarnate truth. He is the personification of truth, which can only be found in him this morning. Jesus decided himself as the only truth. And when we look at Psalm 119, verse 142, it says, "Your righteousness is everlasting and your law is true this morning." So Jesus made it clear as he declared himself the great I am, the only path to heaven, the only true measures of righteousness and the source of both physical and spiritual life. So there is no shortage of a voice telling us some so-called truth this morning. And if we aren't careful, these voices will become the truth of our lives. If something or someone other than Jesus is defining truth for us, then we will end up believing what is untrue this morning. So once we understand the truth of his words, we become changed people and the world will never be the same around us this morning, brothers and sisters, as Sister Campbell prays for us right now.
Thy word have I hid in thy heart, that I may not sin against thee. Father, we give you thanks this morning for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We honor you. We bless your holy name this morning. You are holy and truth. You are worthy to be praised, Lord God. So we glorify your name and we bless you. And we thank you for the truth we find in you this morning. May you bless your people as we go throughout the day. I pray this morning that the Spirit of God will rest upon each and every heart as we give you thanks for your word. And we bless you and we honor you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, let us enjoy the ancient word of the Almighty God this morning. Have a wonderful day coming from Pastor Clifton and Erica Campbell. Amen.